Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be discussing the issur of gaiva, of haughtiness. And we are going to be basing our limud on the Sefer Encyclopedia HaTalmudit, the Talmudic Encyclopedia. In the fifth volume on page Lamed Zayin, he talks about the issur of gaiva. Is it an issur? Is it an issur to be haughty? Or maybe it's just a midah tova. And Kedarko B'Kodesh in the Talmudic Encyclopedia, he brings down many, many sources, and we will emerge much wiser from the experience. It says in the Gemara in Maseches Sota on Daf Hei, the Gemara already asks, where do you know an azhara? Where is there a warning that a person shouldn't be a gas ruach of a crude spirit, a haughty person, of a gas ruach? Amar Rav Amar Ziri, Shimu v'hazinu v'al tigbu. Listen, and don't be so high. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Tesvav. Don't be so high. So there already is an azhara for a gas ruach. Rav Nachman v'Yitzchak argues, and he brings another pasuk. He says, "V'ram levavcha v'shachachta et Hashem Elokecha." That's a pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Ches, pasuk Yudalid, and lest your heart will be exalted, and you'll forget God. Now there in pasuk Yudalif, it says, "Be careful not to forget God," and whenever it says, "Be careful, hishamer," that's a lo sase. So when a person has gaiva, when he has v'ram levavo, when he has an exalted heart, that's going to bring him to v'shachachta Hashem Elokecha. That's why famously the Meshech Chachma says that we make a bracha before we eat, and we make a bracha after we eat, and that's supposed to save us from gaiva. A person has a full stomach, a person feels on top of the world. So to give a person a sense of humility, we make brachas to remind us where the food came from, and particularly after we're full. And when a person's full, he feels good, he feels on top of the world, feels in control. So then, dafka, we need midaraisa, we have benching, in order to remind us where it all came from. In any event, we're not allowed to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and an exalted heart will make us forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rashi there explains. But gova lev bali de shichach hasabore. If a person has a gova lev, if he has an exalted heart, he's going to forget the Ribbono Shel Olam. And forgetting the Ribbono Shel Olam is an Isser. The exalted heart is also an Isser. V'ram levavcha. Now, is this one of the 613 mitzvahs? So we have to know that not every, there are many mitzvahs in the Torah, and Isserim in the Torah, that are just not counted as one of the 613 mitzvahs. But certainly, there are mitzvahs daraisas or isurei daraisa. The question is, what's included in the 613? And that's always an argument amongst the Rishonim. But if here you have a pasuk, unless the pasuk is an asmachta. So here we have one pasuk from Divrei Kabbalah, from Yirmiyahu. We have another pasuk from the Torah. So if we have a pasuk from the Torah, if it's not an asmachta, then it would be midaraisa. But the question is it one of the 613 mitzvahs? Maybe it even gets into the count. And there are different rules which different Rishonim have. What is included in the count? What is not included in the count? That's a nosei bifnei atzmo. But the question is, this iser of gaiva, is it included? Is it one of the 613 mitzvahs? Or is it just something very important? We have a pasuk. We have, definitely it's aser. We have an azhara legasei ruach. That we have. So it's something we all have to avoid. We have to avoid being arrogant, we have to avoid being haughty, and we're going to define momentarily what exactly it means. What's the exact gether, what's the exact definition of gaiva? But is it one of the 613 mitzvahs? So, interestingly enough, the Rambam doesn't enumerate it in his count. However, we have a Rishon who says it's one of the 613 mitzvahs. And which Rishon is that? That Rishon is the Smag. The Sefer HaMitzvos HaGadol, my favorite edition. They have numerous editions of the Smag. My favorite is the Rav Avram Price edition, where he has these tremendous books. You don't believe the size of these books. And he didn't finish all 613 mitzvahs. He just got through some of the Los essays. But there the Smag says that he was writing his sefer, and he didn't enumerate the mitzvah of the Isser of Gaiva. And then he had a dream. He had a dream, and in the dream they told him, Rav Smag, you have to enumerate Gaiva. Gaiva is one of the 613 mitzvahs. So he put it in. And he, not only does he count it in one of the 613, but he even talks about it in his Hagdama. He says, Hashem Elokim yodea she'eini mishaker. God knows I don't lie. Binyan hamaris about what I see. V'lo iskartiv b'sefer ela kadei she'ischazku Yisrael b'Torah. I want the Jewish people to be mischazik in Torah. So I told you guys, you Yidden, that Gaiva is an Isser d'oraisa. And also the Bahad, the Baal Alachas Gedolos, in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, he enumerates a mitzvah to say, Liot Shval Ruach, to be of a low spirit. Which the Toafas Re'eim on the Ureim, doesn't mention this mitzvah. But the Toafas Re'eim on the Re'eim, he says, in the name of the Aderes, that the mitzvah of Anova, according to the Bahag, is not just Shlilas HaGaiva. The mitzvah is not avoiding Gaiva. The mitzvah is to be an Anov, to be a Shval Ruach. So, we then have only the Smag, who enumerates Gaiva proper as one of the 613 mitzvahs. But again, just because it's not one of the 613 mitzvahs doesn't mean that it's not an Isser d'oraisa. Some say, the Migdal Oz explains, B'shitas HaRambam and the Chinuch, who don't enumerate this mitzvah, that they don't count it, because it's a davar hamaser lalev, and you would never know if a person's a Baal Gaiva or not for sure. You don't know what's going on in a person's heart. And therefore, since ain bezin yochel lahasir, yecholim lahasir alav, kevan she'ain onikar la'olam, since bezin can't warn you about it, so therefore, says the Migdal Oz, it's not included in the count of the 613. Or, another explanation is, that other Acharonim say, brought down by the Talmudic Encyclopedia, that it's a lav that's kolo kola Torah kula. This encompasses the entire Torah, not to be a Baal Gaiva, that's everything. It's everything in every action, in every step, everything is about not being a Baal Gaiva. So therefore it's not included in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. That's why some people explain the Rambam didn't enumerate living in Eretz Yisrael as one of the 613 mitzvahs, because it is not... because it is a mitzvah, that encompasses the entire Torah. Every mitzvah has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. So, therefore, since it's kolo kolo Torah, it's not one of the 613 mitzvahs, it's all encompassing, so too Gaiva. There's another interesting sheet in the Rishon and where we learn it from, and that's how I came to it, because this week's parasha is Parashas Shoftim. And in Parashas Shoftim, we have a warning to the king. It says, with respect to a king, Lebilti rum levavo me'echav, that a king's heart is not allowed to be exalted over his brothers. So the Ramban al Torah, Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel Oslamet Aleph, and the Meiri in his Chibur HaTshuva on page 117, they learn a Kal V'chomer. They say, Madach, if a king, who maybe should be a Baal Gaiva because he's the king, he's warned not to have Gaiva, lebilti rum levavo me'echav, he's not allowed to raise his heart over his brothers. So, alachas kama v'kama, anybody else? So, according to these Rishonim, you have a Kal V'chomer telling you not to be a Baal Gaiva. If we say it about a king, certainly everybody else. So, we have a pasuk in Parshas Shoftim that tells us that it's aser midoraisa to be a Baal Gaiva. L'bilti rum levavo me'achiv. So the Ramban doesn't have a count. Some people, Rabbi Twersky, I recently saw, the son-in-law of Rav Soloveitchik, writes that the Ramban wasn't terribly interested in what's part of the 613 and what's not. I don't know what his source was, I just saw him quoted. But he does have a sagas, and he talks about the mitzvahs that the Ramban missed. He argues with the Ramban. On the other hand, he doesn't have his own count. Ramban doesn't have his own sefer. What are the 613 mitzvahs like the Ramban and others have? In any event, so whether it's one of the 613, we don't know. But again, it's Rabbi Tursky wants to, Rabbi Professor Tursky, he was a professor at Harvard in the Talmud Rebbe, Hasidus Rebbe also. I don't think we've ever had that in history, we'll ever have that again. A Hasidus Rebbe, who's a professor of Jewish studies at Harvard, and a Litvish Lamdin that has almost no equal and no parallel. So that's something simply out of this world. So we don't know if the Ramban enumerates his in his 613 or even if he cares, but we do know that he holds that it's a mitzvah from the Torah, because it says that Levilti Rum Levavo Meachav. He's not, a king is not allowed to exalt his heart. So it's a Kal V'Chomer. If a king's not allowed to exalt his heart, certainly not anybody else. And there are others who are quoted by the Meiri who say that the Isser of Gaiva is really included in the Isser of Losis Nasachicha Bovavecha. Not to hate your brother in your heart. Why would somebody hate his brother in his heart? Because of Gaiva. So therefore, if a person has Sinna, so Sinna also encompasses Gaiva. If a person is not a Baal Gaiva, he's probably not going to be Sone. What is Gaiva, sweetest friends? We hear about it a lot. Hopefully you've heard Musar Shmuzim. Vus meint Gaiva. So we have different Hagdaras in the Rishonim. We have the Hagdara of the Smag. Let's see the Lashon of the Encyclopedia Talmudit as he quotes it. Shelo yizgoa keshakadosh baruch hu mashpia lo tova v'yomar sheberevach shelo u'ba'amolo. Here Viach calls it. You shouldn't think when you have something that it's because of you. It's me, I did it. It's my success. Right, like it says, V'zacharta Hashem Elokecha, ki hu anosein l'chab. Koyach lasos chayil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you koach to do chayil. So there the Targum says, L'mikni nichsin. L'mikni kinyanim, I think it says L'mikni nichsin. When you're successful in business, to know that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Isser of Gaiva. The Isser of Gaiva is that one is not allowed to think that his success is due only to his own efforts. V'lo yachzik toiva l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu machmas geono. And a person doesn't have any appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of his Gaiva. As it says in the Pasuk, Pentochal v'savata, ubatim tov netivne v'yoshavta, uv'karachov etzoncha yirbiyun. So you're going to eat, you're going to be satisfied, you're going to have houses, you're going to sit in them, you're going to mamish, you're going to live, you're going to live in Back Lawrence, you're going to have a mansion, you're going to have a 30 acres in Muncie, you're going to have a swimming pool, you're going to have a tennis court. Well, b'karcha v'tzoncha yirbiyu, and b'karcha v'tzoncha translated today as you're going to have four cars, you're going to have one vacation home in the mountains, you're going to have a gorgeous home in Rechavia and Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have a home in Miami Beach, a beautiful condominium in Miami Beach. V'kesef v'zov yirbilecha, you're going to have a sach geld, wow, you're going to have so much money. You're going to have a bank account in Switzerland. You're going to have a bank account in Israel. You're going to have a bank account in New York. You're going to have so many bank accounts. You're not even going to know how much money you have. I don't know. I probably should have too much to count. I have so much money. I don't think they have a number for the amount of money I have. So what's going to happen? V'ram levavcha v'shachachta Hashem Elokecha. Your heart, this is a pasuk in Dvarim Perikhes. V'ram levavcha, your heart's going to be exalted and you're going to forget God. V'amarta. And you're going to say, "Belavavcha," in your heart, "Koychi va'oitzem yodi osali asachayil hazeh." It is my power, it is my effort, it is my talent that has helped me achieve all of this wealth. And it is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you stay in your vinkel. You stay over there and you do what you have to do, and I'll do what I have to do. I can take care of myself and you take care of yourself. Chas v'shalom. So says the Smag that mikanas hara shelo yizgoa ha'adam b'mashe chanano ha'boire. A person shouldn't have gaiva with what God gives him. God gave you something. It came from God. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Could be that you were a partner. But it's a gift from Hashem. Hein b'mamon. That every penny a person has, he has to know, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hein bi yofi, a person is a good-looking person. You wake up in the morning. There's nothing you can do. You look in the mirror. And you say, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And the mirror knows. The mirror knows that it's you. And the mirror has to tell you that it's you. But the Rabbono Shel Olam made you good-looking. So it's not you. Hein b'chachma, I'm so smart. Where do my brains come from? You know, I always think, it's a big Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael. Chamana Litzlan. He used to be up every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, steiging away, steiging, until 3 o'clock in the morning. The whole day, learning, teaching, counseling. The whole day was Avodas Hashem. Netto, as they say in modern Hebrew. Probably comes from an English word. One day, some valve popped in his brain, and he couldn't learn anymore. Could barely read Hebrew. You know, obviously he had to resign from his position. And now I heard, you know, his wife reads with him a little bit of Chumash. You know, he has to go very, very slowly. Nebuch, 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 Nebuch. And that's really any person. Something pops in any person. We know of Gedoyle Yisrael Mamish, Gaon Matsumim, who lost their Seichel. Person gets Alzheimer's, Rachmana Litzlan. He doesn't remember. His son comes to visit. And he says, Shalom Aleichem V'Aistir. What's your name? And he says, Tati, I'm your son. This is Yitzchak Shlomo, whatever. He says, oh, Yitzchak Shlomo, very nice to meet you. And a minute later, he looks at the guy again. He says, tell me something. What's your name? And he says, Dad, I'm your son. I'm Yitzchak Shlomo. And this can repeat itself. A person doesn't even remember. Doesn't remember that it's his son. It doesn't remember his own name. He doesn't remember anything. So a person, it's not so hard to realize that the Chachma doesn't come from us. And Mammon, we all know stories of people who had so much money, and then they lost their money. And I'll tell you, sweetest friends, that's the biggest machal of our door, one of the biggest machalas, is this Mammon. A person thinks the Mammon is his, and it makes him a tremendous Baal Gaiva. And then an Ani comes, and he says, it's his money, so who's this Ani to take my money? Even though Ani and money rhyme, and he treats him like garbage. We're going to get to that in a second. We're going to get to the relating to other people. But just knowing that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's supposed to make you humble. And a person says the smag is supposed to walk around appreciating Hashem, that Hashem gave him all these gifts. It would be such a beautiful world if people had that attitude. That everybody know that every gift they have is just, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody has talents. So just to know that you're talented, it's a gift of God. Some people are musically talented. So that's beautiful. But where did you get the musical talent from? So I was born, and I didn't have it. So I tried. I tried to learn an instrument, and I wasn't matzliach. And other people, they can just pick up an instrument, and they're immediately playing. And they develop their talent. Some people got it, and some people don't. Some people are good athletes. Some people aren't. Some people are personable, and some people are, and some people have a sense of humor. Where does a sense of humor come from? So it's a gift of Hashem. So just realize that it comes from Hashem, that's all. So that's one hagdara of gaiva. Smacks of dara of gaiva is klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just to know that it all comes from God. Rabbeinu Yonah says a little bit differently. Rabbeinu Yonah, he learns from the pasuk of Levilti Rum Levavo Me'achov, that your heart shouldn't be exalted over your brothers. So what does it mean? It means that a person shouldn't have gaiva klape his friend. To realize that you're no better than him. Everybody has a tafkid. Everybody has talents. And not to think that you're hotter than him. Everybody has their own purpose in this world. So gaiva's one definition is klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other definition is not to be arrogant towards other people, and to realize that Rum Levavo, it's not only the way you relate to them. Sometimes people have this false modesty, and they show, oh, I'm so humble towards other people, but in their hearts, they know that they're much better than the other person. And that's all. That's the Yisur Darais of Gaiva. And just to know that you're not any better. A person sees a retarded person, he's not better than that person either. He was given the gift of Seichel, and the retarded person unfortunately wasn't given the gift. Doesn't make the same person better. Just makes him different. So lo yizgah ha'gadol ala katan. And that happens a lot. You see it in business. people make a lot of money, and they treat other people like garbage. They treat their employees like garbage. I've never, Baruch Hashem, I don't know if I've ever had a real job, maybe being a waiter for Pesach once in a hotel. But even then, my boss was the Rebbe in Yeshiva. My Rebbe in Yeshiva ran a Pesach hotel. So it wasn't like a real boss, it was more like a Rebbe. But I hear a lot in the business world, you have people, even people who daven three times a day, who learn every day, go to a shir, have a chavrusa, learn in Yiddish, it's the firmest people. But sometimes they make money, and it brings them to this gasus ruach, beis geim yisach Hashem, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's just nothing more odious, nothing that smells worse than gaiva. These people have gaiva, and they mistreat their employees, they mistreat their wives and their children and the society. It's a farshtunk in a gaiva, Rabbi Yisai. Nobody likes a baal gaiva. People are going to respect him, they're going to kiss up to him, maybe because they want his money, maybe because they're afraid of him. But it's a horrible midah. People have money, people sometimes, unfortunately, not only people in the working world, it can even be a rav. Somebody has a lot of Torah, or else a rav knows raises a lot of money, and he's in charge of money. Once I knew a rav who was a tremendous baal gaiva. So I asked my Rebbe Shlita, I said, how can this be? How can it be that he treats people like such garbage? So the Rebbe said, that's what happens when people get a lot of money. When people are in charge of a lot of money, when people are in control of a lot of money, so they know they're paying the bills. They know they're in control, they're in charge. So they can treat other people like trash. So that, sweetest friends, is, I'm saying, I think this is the Yesoda Yesodos of our Avodas Hashem, my ninth grade Rebbe, Rav Kerner Shlita, in the Yeshiva University High School for Boys, Marsha Stern Talmudical Academy. He always used to say that gaiva is the root of all evil. The root of all evil. And we see that here. Klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person doesn't appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all Bein Adam LaMakom is going to be, every time a person doesn't properly keep a Bein Adam LaMakom, it's going to be gaiva. Because he doesn't appreciate what Hashem gave to him. Hashem gave him life. Hashem can take away one's life in a second. It's just that it's a 1 second the person is eating, he's drinking, he's laughing, he's dancing, he's jumping, he's thinking, he's smiling, he's talking. And the next second he's a gestorben mensch. He's dead. Just to realize that at any second Allah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a gift as we speak. As I speak, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving me life. What a gift. I can't. No doctor can give me life. Go to a doctor. Say, doc, make me live forever. No doctor can do that. It's only in the hands of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides when we come, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides when we go. And it's that simple. Doctors can do fertility treatments to help a woman get pregnant, but at the end of the day, the Rabbanu Shalom decides. Some people do get pregnant. Some women don't ever get pregnant. Some people die childless. So it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do our ishtadlis, we try our best. But in the end, it's not up to us. Sometimes people talk to have a child, and the child is sick, Rachmana Litzlan. So it's not up to us. We're just to realize that we're completely tolerant in Hashem. It's so you don't need to be a big baal amunah for that. Just to know that at any second anything can go wrong, and every second everything is going right. It's a gift from Hashem. Sometimes a person is sitting, everything is well, he's happy, he's healthy. How many stories we know? A person's on the exercise machine, he's feeling good, he's jogging, he's running. He's got his little water bottle next to him. He's listening to a shir on his MP3. And boom, heart attack, seizure, cardiac arrest. They call the police. They say, no, he goes, no, it's the wrong cardiac arrest, not the type for the police. It's a different type of cardiac arrest, yeah. So, and then it's over. It's over. Sometimes people have a stroke. They can no longer talk. They can no longer walk. I remember I had a condition a few years ago. One day, pitom, my legs became numb. My legs, they just started feeling so heavy. And I started walking. I was about 34 years old, 34, and I was, you know, I used to be an athletic guy, and all of a sudden, I got back into my 30s and my late 20s, I sort of retired from active sports, but, you know, I was, you know, relatively good health, and pitom, my legs go numb, and I'm walking like an old man. I'm walking one step, another step. I remember I would hold on to my son. Just, you know, can I, just so I don't fall over, just as my cane. And I went to the doctor, and finally I went to the emergency room. And I went to the biggest neurologist in Yerushalayim, in Israel, I don't know. And basically I had a condition that he told me he has patients that died from it, patients on respirators. It could have killed me. Could have killed me in days. Or it could have rendered me paralyzed. Afterwards, I just happened to have seen a video, and I saw there was this big basketball coach who had the exact same thing I did, and they showed how he had to do a few years of rehabilitation just to learn how to hold a spoon again. My legs went numb. Sometimes people's arms and arms also go numb with the same condition. And there are various treatments. So it can end in death, it can end in paralysis, it can be years of rehabilitation. Anything could happen, and the doctor didn't know. They hospitalized me, and it was right before Yom Kippur, and then they sent me home for Yom Kippur, and they said, you better come back if you're alive. And Rabbi Isai, I have to tell you, my sweetest, most beloved friends, not only did I get better, but I didn't even need any of the treatments. Completely without treatment. Completely. They didn't need, there were all these various, they were describing to me what they do. They take all the blood out of my body, they put it back in. I don't know, these scary things they were telling me that they do to people who have my condition. Me, it came, and it went, it disappeared. But it certainly made me more humble. That's for sure. And being in the hospital made me more humble. You see healthy people, and then boom, they're there. I remember there was a chazan who was there with me from the great synagogue, and he had a stroke, I think, in the middle of davening. So here's this man singing at the top of his lungs, and then boom, in a second. So that's enough to make anybody humble, sweetest friends. And then humble klape towards other people is to realize you're not better than anybody else. Everybody has their talents, everybody has their abilities. What you have is from Hashem. What he has is from Hashem. And finished. And obviously, Rav Volbin, his Sefer, the Ali Shur, Nechelet Beis, talks about how the Yesodus of Tefillah is anava, is a lack of gaiva. A person can't have gaiva. That's the whole. That's what the attitude one is supposed to have when one goes to daven, and that's supposed to be the outcome of one's davening, that it makes one more humble. Because you realize, Rabbanu Shalom, atachonein l'adam das. You give a person das. You give a person das. Not my das. Your das. So, when you realize that, so it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You realize that it's a gift. And you make it real. All the das you have is from Hashem. Rafa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafa'e. Heal us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you realize that the healing is from Hashem. The healing is, and if He doesn't give it to you, then there's no healing. And this is something Rabbi said that we can talk about, we can start talking about today, and we can never end. And this is the Yisod in Musar, in Chassidus, and in Avodas Hashem. To realize the importance in relationships of Gaiva, marriage. A person should be humble towards his wife. I know there are husbands who aren't nice to their wives. How are you not nice to her? How are you not? How I don't understand how one can't treat. She bore children for you. She does your smelly laundry. She cooks dinner for you. Who are you that somebody should cook dinner for you? How much do you pay her an hour? She cooked dinner for you. Nobody in the world cooks dinner for you for free. The problem is, us guys are so used to our mothers serving on us hand and foot and begging us to eat. So we get married, we expect our wives are also our slaves. It's just, we go from one shifcha to the next, from our mothers to our wives. Rahman al-Itzlan. She cooks dinner for you, you say, thank you so much. I didn't deserve that dinner. I really, really, really appreciate it. Anytime anybody does anything for you, I don't deserve it. You're doing me a chesed, thank you so much. Every little thing she does, you just spend your whole life appreciating her, thanking her, buying her things, whatever. Whatever she likes. Some women don't want you to buy them things. They have their own taste. So you just give them a piece of plastic. And you tell them, use it freely. That's it. Today, that's all you need. All you need is a piece of plastic. You use it freely. And humility. Humility brings for good marriages, for good parenting. A parent isn't better than his kid. Who made you better than your kid? Your kid is... I think my children are much better people than I am. That's the Amos. They've certainly done a lot fewer Averas. So it makes you humble towards your children. Of course, sometimes there has to be discipline. And for their sake, they need a boss. They need an authority figure for their own emotional health. But to see, as the famous tefillah of Rav Melech, Shenira Milas Chavireinu Velechas Reinam. We should see the mile of every person, and that's what, if you're a Baal Gaiva, you can't see it. People often talk, they ask, they say, wait, it's a stira. If a person's a Baal Gaiva, then he has high self-esteem. If a person's an Anav, he has low self-esteem. So the Per Torah is telling us to have low self-esteem. So my answer is, it's just the opposite. If a person has Gaiva, he has low self-esteem. If a person is an Anav, he has high self-esteem. Why? How does that work? It's very simple. If a person has high self-esteem, what does that mean? It means that he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him gifts. That's the opposite of gaiva. He knows that God gave me this, and God gave me this, and he's able to look at all of his positive qualities and see how wonderful Hashem made him. But if you see it's from Hashem, that's the opposite of gaiva, that's another. And if a person is... So knowing it came from, and also towards other people, you're not going to think you're better than anybody else because you realize that you're special, but it came from God. The other person is also special. And the same way you are, he is also, she is also. And if a person is a Baal Gaiva, that means they have low self-esteem. They don't feel good about themselves. They have to be arrogant about it. They have to show off. They have to lower other people. But on the inside, they feel empty. And that's why they have to activate their external powers to show, oh, I'm somebody, I'm special, I'm greater than you. Rav Dessler says something very interesting. Rav Dessler says that sometimes people like to think, how am I more special than someone else? What qualities do I have that other people don't have? He said, that's puzzle, that's treif. Why do you have to feel good because of what somebody else doesn't have? Why do, like I said, most people don't enjoy the sun so much because everybody's enjoying the sun. If everybody would be freezing to death and you, he'd be enjoying the sun. He'd love the sun. But everybody enjoys it. We can only enjoy something if we have it and somebody else doesn't have it. That's terrible. A person shouldn't think, you know, I have $1 million and he only has $500,000. No. Enjoy the fact that you have $1 million, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you $1 million. So it's not about comparing yourself to others. It's about appreciating that it came to from Hashem. And then when we look at others, we say, Baruch Hashem, he has his gifts. Baruch Hashem, he has gifts that I don't have. Wonderful. He was zochet to a wife. I'm not married yet. She was zochet to 12 children. She has such a beautiful family. Hashem only gave me 5. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, God gave me what God gave me. And Baruch Hashem, God gave her what God gave her. Svarim HaKadoshim talk about how the 10 commandments parallel each other. The first corresponds to the 10th, the second to the 9th, the third to the 8th, etc. The first commandment is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and the 10th is Lo Sachmod. If you realize the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, you're not going to desire what anybody else has. Because God is running the show. And if God is running the show, then there's absolutely no need for arrogance. And this humility has to express itself in all areas of life, in the way a person talks to others. As it says in the Rambam, that a Talmud Chacham shouldn't scream, shouldn't raise his voice, he should speak pleasantly. I was at a simcha the other day and my cousin was telling me about a Satmar Chassid somewhere in the world, in England, in New York, I don't remember. But he's a rich man, people come to him, aniyim come to him for tzedakah. He sits them down, he gives them something to eat, gives them their check, and he walks each and every ani out. They have a whole waiting room there, and he walks, he gives them the cover to walk them out. So Avada, I'm not any better than the Ani. I just have the gift that I don't have to, Baruch Hashem, go door to door asking for money for myself. And this Ani has to. But it has to express itself in the way I speak to other people, that I'm humble. And the way I dress, the way a person dresses, also has to express that a person should dress in a mechubadik way, but not in a lolehit gander, as they say in modern Hebrew. Not to try to show off with one's clothing. And just to be humble about one's accomplishments. Say this, you accomplished, Hashem helped you accomplish. You know what, I remember, it's a gewaldige meiser advice, with this we'll conclude, about gaiva. There was once a bunch of rebbes sitting around, and we know that in order to become a rebbe, one has to generally have a father who's a rebbe. And he inherits it from his father. So So each Rebbe was going around saying, Torah is in the name of their father. Mein Tata hat gesagt das Zoi. Mein Tata hat gesagt das Zoi. Each person was talking about their Tata, what their father said. And then there was one famous Rebbe of Kolonim, is Kalman. Right now the name, his last name, escapes me. And also, as usually when I tell the story, the name of his Sefer escapes me. But I remember it's a red Sefer, and they have a new edition with footnotes, which is only on Bereshis and Shemos. So you have, then now you have some hints. You have a red Sefer, and you have only on Bereshis and Shemos, they have the new edition. And his father wasn't a Rebbe, his father was a baker. His father was a Pashta baker. So since his father wasn't a great Rebbe, wasn't a great Talmud Chacham, now it's his turn. What's he going to say in the name of his father? So he said, you know, fellas, my father was a baker. And what I learned from my father was that when you keep the oven door shut, what's inside remains hot. In other words, when you talk, when you start bragging, when you try to show off, so all the hot air goes out and then inside you're empty. Inside there's no more heat. But when you keep inside all the godless, all the greatness, all the kedusha, when one keeps one's mouth shut, then the goodness remains inside. But the second a person starts talking about it and the hot air comes out, then inside the person's empty. A person doesn't have to show off. A person did a great thing, you know, but it also feels much better. You feel much better inside when you don't tell anybody. So my sweetest friends, we should all be zocha to this wonderful midah of anova, and not chas v'shalom to be over, not just on the midah tova. The Rambam says that a person has to go to an extreme. Ma'oid, ma'oid, have ishval ruach. That this is the one midah where normally a person goes the middle of the road. But here, no middle of the road. And that's the one midah that Moshe Rabbeinu was praised in. Vayish Moshe, onav ma'oid. And he wrote it in his Torah. Onav ma'oid mikol adam asher al pnei adam. So Moshe Rabbeinu had this gift of anova, and we should also be zocha to that. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu lo kam b'Yisrael kam Moshe od. He was the greatest novi, and it was dafka because of this anova that he was a great novi. And we should be zocha to be humble. This will improve our relationships. This will improve our tefillah. This will improve our Torah. Everything. And that's chus. We should be zocha mitzashem b'karav mamish to reach the heights of Dveikus b'Hashem. Because we know that it says about a Baal Gaiva that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can't live in the same world with him. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, see you later. So we'll be zocha that our anova should bring us to a kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves anovim. Lo meruvchem mikol amim chashak Hashem b'chem ki atem ma'at mikol amim, the Pasuk says. Atem mimatim misatzmachem, Hashem loves us because of our humility, and the more greatness He gives us, the more humble we become. And that should be the midah we should adapt. L'tov lanu kol hayamim. Amen, Kenny, he writes on. Shalom, shalom, my sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you so, so much for allowing me to share this beautiful Torah with you. Shalom, shalom.